marketing forum recently, someone started a thread with the heading, "I need help with resolving mental blocks." She explained she'd got the skills, the resources, she'd read the books and listened to the tapes and been to the motivational and educational seminars, and she had been inspired. She knew she was one step away from great success, but something was blocking her. It's a good forum, this one, and very good suggestions flooded in. There were 2 suggested books to read. Reprogram what you learned in school. Write down your goals and visualize the outcome. Overcome your fear of success. Set your goals high. Take action. Don't procrastinate. Another 4 books to read. Don't read any more books. Take action. Create a small project and start working on it. Get a better mattress so you sleep better. Get out of your comfort zone. Help other people. Get better nutrition. Try the Sedona method. Go to the doctor. Get medication for depression. Surround yourself with positive people. Now, I'd never mentioned what I do on this forum before. It's a place where people discuss how to make money, and a 3,000-year-old Chinese oracle would really not have been on topic. But somewhere in the middle of this thread, I took a deep breath and added a short post to say that I Ching is here to help identify exactly what is blocking her and how she can overcome it. I can imagine a neat, happy ending for this story that involves a life-changing I Ching reading. But instead, the discussion and the helpful suggestions flowed on around my post as if it weren't there. And I'm sure this woman will break through to the great success she's aiming for, helped along by all the good advice she got from the warm, thoughtful, and intelligent people who answered her. But this incident did get me thinking about what most people are missing through not knowing some way of divination. It's surely true that growth and change and achievement all begin with self-awareness, and with really understanding the present moment. There must be thousands upon thousands of people out there guessing at what blocks them, sorting through mountains of helpful advice and things that work brilliantly for someone else. I reckon this should inspire us to get out there, get an I Ching or a tarot deck or something into their hands, and invite them to play with it, just to see what might be possible. I'm not saying Yi is the panacea, of course. It is miraculous. It is extraordinary. It can be life-changing. So how come it's invisible? Do you think people are embarrassed by the thought of trying it? Or is there something else that gets in the way? And what do you think I could do, or we could do, to break down these barriers?